Hello, guys, and welcome to a special edition of Fantasy Booking Friday. We're live with you on a Thursday, actually, because tomorrow is Christmas Eve. So go enjoy your Christmas Eve with your family and friends. But I'm your co-host, Jay Shell. We have our other co-host, Carissa, on here as well. Carissa, how are you doing? Say what's up.
Hi, everybody. I am exhausted. I'm tired. I just want to be on vacation, and I hate the cold.
Carissa is the reason we are indeed taking a holiday break, but you will still get episodes of your favorite Body Slam podcast on Wednesday and Friday at 5 p.m. as well. And we also have a super special guest, both of our moms, Kate Hensler. Kate, how are you doing? How are you feeling?
Good. I'm doing all right. I'm very excited for the holidays to be here. I can't believe it's already like almost the end of 2021. It's bananas. These COVID years have been very weird. And I feel like flown by.
I have a special guest that I would like to. I have multiple today, but I'm giving you the first one, okay? Are you guys ready for this? I got you a Christmas present, okay?
No.
I need to get it off of the floor, okay?
Is it CM Punk?
Oh, close. It's CM Punk!
Oh!
Say hi, Christian!
Looking in my eyes. You do have a little cult of personality in there. Hi, buddy.
Sing the song.
Buster is actually, I would pull him up on my chair, but he's a little big for that. He's just like, he's hovering around my legs. Like, how many podcasts is this woman going to do every week? Where is all my attention?
Oh, God. This is my foster puppy. He is with us for today only. So I thought that it would be great to bring him on the show. We'll see how long he stays on my lap because he is sniffing my whole notebook. So we will see how all this goes. But let's get right into it. I wanted to do something NXT 2.0 related because we have a resident NXT 2.0 specialist.
Because you hate me. That's what that is. That's
the only I gave reason. You a good one. I could have given you Von Wagner.
You could have, but you know what? He's so boring that I feel like you could
He would just
anything.
Take away all of our viewers.
Yeah. You could have given me Tony D. No, I'm just kidding. Braun Breaker has a very, very bright future.
Yes,
so I'm indeed. Very excited to like to discuss him and possibilities.
Yes. So we are first going to be booking how Braun Breaker will make his way to the main roster. Oh my gosh. Hi, Custer. He's on my headphones. Hold on. Oh my God. I see your dog.
Custer. You thought you had run-ins prepared.
Oh my God. Hold on.
This?
Buster, say hi.
See him? He's behind my title, my banner.
We're back. Custer apparently likes my headphones, so he wanted to sit on them. Okay.
Custer and Buster. I love it.
Do you guys want to go first, or do you want me to go first? Because I don't think I have a super original idea for this man, but I can give it a shot.
It's your show, baby, but I'm happy to chime in first.
Okay. I'll go, because people like to claim that I take other people's ideas. So I'm going first, so you can prove that this was my idea first, okay? As Ryan did last night when we taped an episode that will air on the 14th of January. I decided to not take this too serious because it is Braun Breaker.
Fair.
His name is not serious, so I cannot take this man serious right now. But,
okay.
Yes, too close to Triple K for my liking.
As
I was thinking about this, I was like, I could do the Royal Rumble. You know, I could do something like that. But no. After Roman Reigns has his match at WrestleMania, Braun Breaker's music hits. He comes down and he beats up Roman Reigns. And right beside him is Carmelo Hayes and Tony D. And they take out the Usos. We have an NXT 2.0 invasion on the main roster. The first three stars of NXT 2.0 have been called up. After this, we can take the Usos away from Roman. I don't care how you do it. Just give them an actual character instead of letting them be Roman's people again. Then, Braun will feud with Goldberg, Bobby Lashley, and Seth Rollins and beat all of them leading up to SummerSlam. So you got like that's like 3 or 4 months in between Mania and SummerSlam. And you let him build his reputation as a strong competitor. And then you can let him beat Roman. But you have to make sure that is on the same date that Payback was. Remember when they had like Payback like a week after SummerSlam in 2020?
Yes.
So then it'll be 2 years to the date of Roman's reign. So Roman will have been champion for 2 years, but now you have a new star in Braun Breaker. And you can let him debut with the NXT championship, but let him win, which is what could have happened with Karrion Kross, and let NXT look like a strong brand. And then you can let him vacate it when he eventually actually debuts and stays on the main roster or gets drafted or whatever it may be. That was the idea that I had for the Breaker man.
I am going to be as basic as I can and go ahead and say that he is going to debut as the NXT champion in the Royal Rumble. And that's as close as I think we're going to get to seeing NXT be respected as a real brand, I think.
Oh, yeah.
They've pivoted so far into developmental that while your theory is good, I think it would have worked with NXT 1.5 a lot better because the caliber of talent was just stronger. Carmelo yeah. has a huge future. Tony D, I don't know. He's great. I don't know what the hell they're going to do with him, but he's great. But NXT 2.0 is just so thin right now. I don't think that you can risk an invasion angle of losing your top stars when the only other person down there that's really doing anything that's main event worthy, and I don't even think it's that good yet, is probably Grayson Waller outside of like your Ciampas. So I'm going to say
Von Wagner is working his way up there too.
He's really not though. Like I think they've realized that they, you know, for the first few weeks of NXT 2.0, they really were just sticking whatever they could to the wall and, yes. and seeing what was going to stick. They were throwing everything to the wall, seeing what stuck. And
I don't have booze prepared. I'm sorry.
Hi though. He's so great to us. I think that you can't lose that much top talent in NXT 2.0 yet because there's just no one to step up into those places. But additionally, like with Von Wagner, I think they realized, like, despite how long he's been at the Performance Center and how much they want him to be a real star, they haven't tapped into anything now. I think we're going to see him align with Robert Stone for the Robert Stone brand, and hopefully that'll shake something up for him, and hopefully he'll get new gear, because God, but...
And maybe an actual gimmick would be nice.
Yeah, like a personality, because he really does just look like the create a wrestler video game guy right now. So I think you just don't want to lose that much talent. I like the idea of an invasion. Invasion angles never work. I didn't like it how AEW did it either, like fully. I felt like the execution overall was a failure, despite having some cool moments, as usually goes with invasion mm-hmm. angles, but I just don't think that they're even trying anymore to position NXT to be anything other than developmental. I think an invasion oh, yeah. would be if you wanted it to be on the same level. So I'm going to say that Braun Breaker debuts as your NXT champion in the Royal Rumble, and what that's going to do is just set up a familiarity with the audience of who this guy is, what he can do. I think he's going to have some huge eliminations in there, but I think it's just a way to introduce the main roster audience to this guy who's coming. And I think we're going to see him arrive later in the year. And I do ultimately think he will be the one to dethrone Roman. But as far as yeah. just the debut piece, I think it is going to be in the Rumble.
It would be super dope to see him eliminate somebody like an Otis or something like that. Let him just have like a feat of strength elimination or something like that. That'd be cool to see.
I think so. Or even like if you wanted to set something up with him and Big E, or if he can lift up Brock Lesnar, even if he doesn't eliminate him, if he can just lift him
big,
up
at the point in the match, boy.
Like, yeah, let's just show off what he can do. Because he has it, whatever that is. He's put out in the work to have whatever the it factor is about that. So I think Rumble, he'll do some cool shit. The audience will get familiar with him, and then we'll see a full roster call up later in the year.
Yeah, I agree. Carissa, what are you thinking about Braun and his main roster debut?
So I also think like he should debut for the Royal Rumble. And I think at a certain point during the Royal Rumble, he comes face to face with Randy. Because Royal Rumble's in St. Louis, Randy's from St. Louis. They're both generational talent.
Ooh, I like that.
And a feud between both of them, I think, would be like would cement his legacy as, you know, Braun Breaker, not just, you know, a Steiner kid, you know. He could be something that like more than what his dad and his uncle were, basically. So I think.
Do you think that they'll change his name if they do that, or do you think he'll just stay Braun Breaker?
I do see a name change, but I don't think it will be Rex Steiner. It'll be Braun Steiner because his name is Bronson.
I like that. I like that a lot. When I first started watching Before Your Days, there was a. I don't know if you guys watched at all, the stable that was Legacy, but that was a really, really cool thing that they missed the boat on. But what I loved, that was one of the first things that I actually fell in love with about wrestling, because I started to, like, I had just started watching, right? So my introduction to wrestling, I was like, how do they just cheat? Like, I was so incensed by, like, how does the referee not notice? Like, that was my first time experiencing that, excuse me, was with Randy Orton. And I just thought it was awesome that there was this, like, collection of guys who had their own individual stories and legacies, but were tied together by this common thread. And unlike a lot of WWE ones, it wasn't just, like, nationality or look or whatever. Like, they had this really compelling story. I feel like they could have done so much more with that. I feel like they really missed the boat on doing that with Charlotte and Natalya. That story never fully got executed of being, like, a generational talent. So they missed those a lot. And I think doing that as a way to introduce someone to the main roster, and with all of the alluding that they've done to the fact that he's the Steiner without saying the name, that could be something that's really cool. I would be into that.
Yeah, I completely agree. Moving on to AEW Trios titles. I brought in a couple of special guests to talk about this.
Oh, no.
With us. I brought on my trio. My trio's team. I brought on Haley and Kylie from Body Slam. And we have a very special announcement as a part of this show. Kylie, do you want to do it? Do you want to announce the show?
What? You're putting me on the spot?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, we didn't even pick a date for it.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. We picked the date. I'll do it. January 2nd. What?
It fits with our gimmick.
It does fit with the gimmick. Yeah. Okay. January 2nd, 2022 at 6 p.m. We will be debuting our new show called, drumroll, Haley, I'm cueing it to you.
Me?
Yeah, Haley. You can do it. It's just a name. Me? Haley!
ADH Divas!
Yay! Yeah. It will basically be a whole show of us not staying on topic and talking about wrestling on the Body Slam channel as well. So there'll be a bunch of announcements coming out about that. And we're also looking into finding a way to get our own trios titles. How? No clue. But
let's talk about someone.
Yes.
We don't have a lot of money.
We have no money, actually. But let's talk about some AEW Trios titles. I think we all have some ideas here. I'm going to make Haley and Kylie fantasy book on the fly. But but Kate, do you want to go first? I know you had some strong opinions, as you said on the Mark Order pod, about it.
Yeah, I think maybe the introduction to this is at that 1 hour Battles of the Belts special that we are going to see at the top of the year. I know people feel like there's a little bit of tournament fatigue in AEW, which is a very fair thing to think. I don't know if you necessarily need a whole tournament to establish a trios division there. I think you could even do just like a gauntlet to introduce things to people. But to me, the inaugural feud should be something to do with Adam Cole being in the middle of these two factions now that they're there. I think it would be a great move to have the trios titles be wherever Adam Cole chooses to go. That's just such an interesting story to me, because it's developing out of a trio that he was actually in NXT in their previous history, and then one that predates even the history of AEW, right? So yeah. I think the divorced child Adam Cole angle could be really, really fun, and seeing what he does there. And you could just kind of create a trios division out of your tag division, like, in a very organic way, and it's such a stable heavy thing. But I think that your inaugural trios champions would be one of those two teams. I feel like you don't need the Young Bucks to do that, and they're so great in the tag division as non-title holders that I think they'll get there eventually. But my gut says go with the Undisputed Era or Indisputed Era or whatever you want to call them, whatever they're gonna be in AEW. And, you know, from there's so many places that you can go. I'm such an Eddie Kingston mark, but a reformed LAX. I'm also a proud and powerful mark. I really want them to be tag title holders sooner than later, but I think they would be great in the trios division. You have Jurassic Express. You have Death Triangle. You have Best Friends. You could do.
Please don't take mine, Kate. Please don't take mine.
I'm going with what I went with. Okay. MJF and Pinnacle. Like, I think you could do FTR and MJF as, you know, a part of that division. But I think your inaugural match should have something to do with the two factions that are there. I don't think Kenny will be 100% when they reintroduce him, but you could have him back on your screen in a protected way. But I think it's some amalgamation that leads to the split of the super click that we've seen.
I had a completely different idea than you. I shared it before, but I have to make a bunch of switches because I pitched it the wrong way before. How you bring in AEW Trios titles? You don't. You take the ROH six-man titles off of the Righteous. You give them back to SCP, or just don't let that happen at all. And then you can bring in SCP, because everybody wants to see them in AEW, I think, and they would be a great fit there. And then from there, you can just let them come in. You could have it. They've challenged the Super Click before. You could honestly just work it over social media, to be honest, and just let it build that way, and then just let a little bit pour over to TV or something like that, or just hint at it in BTE or whatever. Whatever they feel is fit, but I feel like that's where the first feud would be, because I think that Cole, some way in some form, is going to definitely be involved in Trios titles, however they come about. So whether it's with the Super Click or the Undisputed Era, like you said, I just want to see Shane Taylor Promotions with some belts in AEW, and with the hiatus of Ring of Honor, it would only make sense to kind of bring in those titles and defend them. I wouldn't see them doing something like that with their TV title or their world title even. But there is the option. They need Trios titles. They have six-man titles over at ROH.
Carissa, I will say, not to take any air out of your idea, but I have heard Vincent on a few podcasts saying that his intention is to defend those titles on the indies while ROH is on this hiatus. So not to spoil it, and I think there's a very strong possibility that STP just shows up anyway.
Yeah.
They might be waiting for Keith Lee, too. I'm wondering if we're going to see Keith Lee and Shane Taylor as a tag team, or just that be its own stable with Keith Lee added in AEW. But it does sound, from what I've heard in interviews, like that the Righteous has those titles and their intention is to defend them on the end.
Yeah.
But I don't hate your idea. It just sounds like
I completely get right it now. Too. It makes sense why they won the titles. I don't think that STP will be sticking around in ROH once they come back from their hiatus. I think they will get picked up somewhere. So it makes sense that they would have wanted those titles to likely stay within the company. I just think it would have been nice to see. I thought STP was not losing those belts, to be honest, but it made sense once it did happen. But Carissa, what did you have in mind for Trios titles in AEW?
So similar to like what Kate said, have, you know, during Battle of the Belts, have Tony or somebody make the announcement that the Trios titles will be introduced, and that, you know, in the coming weeks or whatever, they start saying that there's going to be a gauntlet, and you have Trios from different promotions compete as well. So not just people within AEW. You can bring in Shane Taylor Promotions. You can bring in members of the Foundation. You can bring in people from New Japan as well.
The Foundation, yes, the Foundation.
AAA, anybody from those other promotions that AEW works with, bring the talent in and have them compete in the gauntlet. And then, you know, eventually somebody from AEW, of course, is going to win. Whether it be, you know, Shane Taylor Promotions that they eventually sign with the company, or whether it be the Undisputed Elite or any of the other factions. But honestly, bring in talent from other promotions for the gauntlet.
I think it'd be interesting to see like some Dark Order members with a Trios title. I don't know what like mixture you would do, probably like John Silver, Evil Uno, and Stu, or Alex Reynolds in there, or maybe even 10 or something. But I think it'd be super interesting. They work Trios matches on Dark all the time, so I would be interested in seeing them even get defended on Dark. Also, they do a bunch of Trios matches over there, and you could play around with some new indie talent and stuff like that. Kylie, what do you have in mind? Do you have anything? I know I put you on the spot. I'm sorry. And I'll buy you something because I did it.
So I think the first Trios champions should be Jurassic Express. I think they've been there the whole time. They've flirted around the tag titles. They've never won, but they feuded with the Young Bucks. They've always been in that top spot. So I think maybe this is where we have the dissension in the elite. Maybe we do a tag team battle royal. They've done them before. They're kind of hokey. They don't really work that well. But you know what? We can do it. Maybe we'll do it at Double or Nothing. We'll do the tag team battle royal. Maybe Adam Cole eliminates Kenny Omega. That's how we break up into our two three-man teams. And then the Jurassic Express win it. It's a feel-good moment. I think it would be Christian Cage in there. Christian Cage, Jungle Boy, and Luchasaurus. I think people would like it. I think they are more than deserving of their moment. I think we've waited long enough for them to have something. And if Jungle Boy's not going to be in the TNT title picture, I think we're at the point where he's ready for something.
Oh, yeah.
Whenever you go to a live show, is just so over that it does make sense to put gold on him. And it's kind of funny because as much as the Christian Cage angle, I think, has been great, it's one of those things where a trio's title might be a perfect situation for them, or they need to break up, right? Like, mm-hmm. I think that what they've done now has kind of run its course, and we all saw what Jungle Boy did against Kenny Omega, so it's like, feels like it's going to pivot one way or the other. Either Jungle Boy is going to be the breakout star that he is, or like they are a full-on unit. So I like your choice there, and I really like the idea of Jungle Boy having any gold on him, because he's one of the pillars, man. Let's put some gold around his waist.
Yeah, exactly. The clock's, we waited long enough.
Let's go. Nobody's mentioning Team Taz yet.
Hold on. I just texted it to Haley. Oh my God, that's hilarious. Go for it, Haley.
Well, there's been so much dissension that I could see like why they wouldn't be mentioned. But like, I mean, Hook, you know what I mean? So
Haley, how many ideas did I just text to you?
Like six. Because I was really about to say the most outlandish thing because I was like, oh, I agree with all of these, but like I don't want to take like everybody else's. So,
no, that's what these are for.
But yeah, I'll go with Team Taz, and I will say, I mean, just put the titles on all of them. I think that all of them, you know, they all have main event potential. I think that Hook is really coming into his own, and I've really enjoyed seeing what he can do. I think Ricky Starks is incredible, and I mean, Powerhouse Hobbs.
I think Hook is going to feud with Ricky Starks, so it would be interesting if they won the Trios title to have Dissension in there. That'd be interesting.
Yeah. Can I share another group I gave to Haley that she didn't take, and I'm kind of upset she didn't? I said Leo Rush with Top Flight or Private Party. You're saying, ooh, like I didn't just...
No, I literally didn't see that message.
Well, so my hope is that the story with Dante is going to be the return of his brother coming back in, and that they're just going to be a tag team. But I think the reason he won't commit to anybody is because he's like, I don't need anybody else. My brother is back. And I think that could be a beautiful babyface run for them. Mm-hmm. Let's not forget how great his brother was. He just happened to have this breakout while the injury was there, but they were neck and neck. And some people even think that he was a little bit better before he got injured. So I think, I don't know if they're going to be a trios because I think they have work to do in the tag team division before they build up to that point. But the idea of Leo Rush and Private Party is certainly interesting. I think we have definitely seen the Family Hardy office run its course. So not mad about that moving on at all. And I'm very interested in the reformation of Proud and Powerful too. Like I think the tricky thing, which is the same thing that's an amazing thing that makes me a mark for Eddie Kingston, is he doesn't like need a title necessarily. Like he's so good at making everything feel very meaningful that sometimes that guy doesn't necessarily need titles. That doesn't mean they're not valuable with titles, right? So I think that could be a really good move for them. It puts gold around Eddie's waist and around Proud and Powerful if you're not going to have them be tag champions yet. But it's so funny how that can be like a detriment too. It's like the guy that's just there to kick everybody's asses, which is what Eddie Kingston is, sometimes doesn't really like need a belt so much, but I still like it when those guys get belts. And he's just so unbelievably over in my living room, but it seems like with live crowds too. So
in Kate's living room, Eddie Kingston is over.
Oh yeah. Oh, him God. And Phil all day.
I'm gonna let Haley and Kylie go. Can you guys plug yourself real quick so people know where to find you and all that good stuff? Haley, can you go first?
Me, you can find me at Body Slam. I also am the lead wrestling writer at Nerds and Beyond, and you can find me on Twitter at Haley Ann with two E's. So.
Perfect. Kylie?
You can find me on Twitter at @Fuller_Kylie. You can read my stuff on Body Slam. You can see me on the Body Slam YouTube. I do the GCW post show. I do interviews. I'm doing lots of things. You can find me everywhere.
They're getting a hang of the plug thing. I'm so proud of them. Okay. Thank you, guys. Go enjoy your Thursday. I'll talk to you guys soon. Anyway.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Okay. Let's take them off. And then let's talk about the Royal Rumble. We have the Royal Rumble coming up. So as a part of our own promotional booking, I decided, let's do 20 entrants for our own Royal Rumble, any promotion, and we'll just go 10, 10, 10, come back around and do the last 10, if that's good with you guys. And we can overlap picks and all that good stuff.
Okay. So we're doing 10 entrants from any promotion?
Yep. And then the next round will be another 10 as well.
Got it. Okay.
Okay. For my first ones, I had Pac or Pac, however you say his name. I guess people say it differently. Mustafa Ali, just so we can do a bunch of cool stuff. Ricochet as well, because he would do a bunch of cool stuff. Matt Jackson, because I feel like he could light a shoe on fire and just kick somebody over the top rope, and I would like to see that. I have Kate's favorite, Eddie Kingston, in here as well, just because I think he would just try to kill Ricochet and Ali, which would just be super interesting to see. Malachi Black, because he can do like some wizardry stuff with like the ropes and the inside the match. Like he can like sit inside the ring and then like, I don't know, do a backflip or something over the middle rope. I don't know. Figure it out. He's a smart man. He can do cool stuff. Something like that. I randomly had Jack Cartwheel in here from GCW. Just because I love his work and I think it'd be super interesting to see him in like a Royal Rumble setting, because I think he could do some cool stuff as well. I have Sasha Banks in here because she's the GOAT and she deserves to be in every match. Ethan Page, who's one of my favorites right now.
Oh, yeah.
He could just go. And I would love to see him hit a razor's edge to somebody over the top rope just to see that spot. I think it'd be super dope. They might not like it because it would probably hurt a lot, but I think it would look really cool. And then my number 10, I had Bianca Belair because Bianca is Bianca.
Hell yeah.
Carissa, who do you have in mind for your first 10 entrance?
So my first 10 entrance, definitely Minoru Suzuki.
Hell yeah.
Definitely. okay, so Suzuki, Ninja Mac from GCW.
Love that.
He's a good one. Who else? Ooh. Amazing Red.
Oh, all right. I like that.
His cousin, Zelina Vega. You gotta put the family in there.
There you go.
Let's see. Malachi Black, of course. I mean, you can't go wrong with Malachi Black on that.
Just put the couples in Carissa's Royal Rumble, I guess.
Yeah. One of Kate's favorite wrestlers of all time, one Mr. CM Punk.
Phil.
Phil. And besties!
My best friend, Phil.
And Danhausen.
He's injured. Are we allowing injured? Because that affects my list.
I think we do it.
For this one, he's not injured.
All right, I'll take that.
I would have put retired people in here, to be honest, so it's all up to you.
Oh, God, if we do that.
Homicide.
Hell yeah.
Who else? What am I thinking? I keep forgetting. My mind is on Josh Woods.
Hold on! Ooh. Hold on! Liz Steeler! Liz Steeler! Liz Steeler!
She's still trying to be last night. No,
you said that overlap. I like
Josh
it.
Is my bestie. He told me to go to wrestling school. Me and Josh are besties.
Don't go to wrestling school. That's not a friend. A friend Rhett doesn't tell you to go to wrestling school.
Rhett told me to go to wrestling school too.
I like it.
Oh, no.
Okay, Carissa, how many more did you have? I'm sorry, I lost count.
One more.
Okay.
Hot sauce, Tracy Williams.
Ooh, all right.
The whole foundation. Okay.
I like it.
Miss Hensler or Heelsler.
Okay, so I've got Shane Taylor. I have Max the Impaler. I have Orange Cassidy because I think it's just fun to have some funny shit in a battle royal. They always feel too long anyway. If we're allowing injuries, I go Chris Dickinson for sure. I think he'd be a really, really fun pull. Cesaro, so underrated. Brock Lesnar, because why wouldn't you put Brock Lesnar in there? I got Big Cass in there. Cass XL, William Morrissey. I think he would be a good pull for that. You want some people that are going to do some crazy shit? How about Phoenix?
Oh, yeah.
Put Phoenix in there. You want other people who are bigger dudes but are going to do crazy shit? You put Kevin Owens in there.
Yep.
And then Kofi Kingston, because he always has to have his Rumble spot. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Kofi is Kofi. Yeah.
Okay. So that's my 10.
Very, very fair list. I'm going to start with the one that Carissa stole from me and just go with Josh Woods. Woods is the goods, is the bestie. And then my next entrant was Thunder Rosa. I kind of showed her. But I feel like she would do some crazy stuff in a battle royal, and she would just, like, she has a cardio gas tank of, like, who has a really good gas tank? I don't remember who has a good gas tank, but you know what I'm trying to explain. Yes, she has an amazing gas tank. That's what I was trying to say. Next, I would put Jordynne Grace in here. Have her have a little square off moment with Bianca Belair. Let her lift some guys out because she does great intergender stuff. Another impact talent I have is Trey Miguel. I would love to see Trey on a bigger stage, to be honest. He does some really, really cool stuff. He would look great in a battle royal. Braun Breakaker. You got to have the big guys in there sometimes. And I have one of my bestie Kylie's favorites, Effie, in this match as well. Just to see what Effie would do. Just some crazy stuff. I have to put Big Swole in here. Just have Big Swole, Jordynne Grace, Bianca Belair have their moment in the center of the ring. I got AJ Gray in here from GCW also, just to let him kill some people very violently. And then my second to last I have is Darius Lockhart. I want him to cut a promo on the way to the ring specifically, though. That would be nice. And my last entrant I have is Jade Cargill. Once again, just let all the powerful women have their moment and just let them fight each other. And I would love it so much. Big, meaty women slapping meat.
I'll take that.
Carissa, who did you have for your last 10?
Oh, you stole my first one, you know? You stole it. But I'm going to say it anyways. Jade Cargill is my
first. You stole Josh Woods from me. This is only fair.
Turnabout's fair play, man. What are you going to do?
You add Jade Cargill. You add Maki Ito.
Ooh, all right.
After her, you add Utami from Stardom.
Okay.
I don't hate it.
After Utami, you know who else you add? If we're bringing back anybody that's retired, that has passed away, or any of that sort, I bring back Chyna.
No. Okay, fair. Yeah.
That would rule.
Chyna. You know what? Bring back Umaga. Bring him back. Honestly.
All right.
How many do I have left? I'm losing track.
5, I think.
5.
I was trying to count.
All right. So my final 5.
Yeah. Yep. 5.
5. Okay. Let me think about this one really quick. Ooh. All right. Tetsuya Naito from New Japan.
Okay. Oh, all right. I like it.
4 more. 4 more.
Yes.
You're gonna get mad. You're gonna get mad. I know that for sure.
I'm not gonna get mad.
Daniel Garcia.
Why would I get mad at my future husband getting paid to be in a match? The money comes home to me too.
You're 17 years old.
And he's 23. 5 years is nothing.
You're too young. You're not getting married till you're 30, and it's not to a it's definitely not to a wrestler. I like you too much.
Wait. Jonathan Gresham.
Can't go wrong with Gresham, baby.
Only person you're missing now is Rhett Titus. So if Rhett Titus is not in this match next, I'm going to be upset.
All right.
Okay.
There you go. Beautiful. I like it.
And I think you have one more, right, Carissa?
You got to give the people what they want.
Yeah. Yeah, one more.
Eddie Guerrero.
Oh.
Word. Yeah. Word.
All right. I've got Braun Strowman. I saw him at ROH Final Battle. I've never
Adam Schur.
Adam Schur slash Braun Strowman. Depends where we're doing it. Are we doing it at the Fed?
The Fed.
I was never like the biggest fan of his. Always fun to have a guy like that in a battle royal. Holy crap. I was looking at my pictures from ROH Final Battle. We were sitting like in the middle deck where like friends and family were, because we were very lucky to have someone set aside tickets for us. It felt like he was in the front row when that guy stood on the top rope. Like, he is a monster. Very fun.
Big man. He's a titan.
He's a titan, baby. I added Jordan Grace to this as well. I have Zicky Dice because I just fucking love him. Casey Navarro. Biggie Langston.
He's only Birdie Biggie, King. No Langston.
He's fucking in my battle royal. He's Biggie Langston. Thank you. My guys get to have first and last name.
Okay.
Birdie King. Because well, why not? I
that news Minoru was broken Suzuki. By BodySlam.net. BodySlam.net was the one who broke that exclusive.
Hell yeah. Minoru Suzuki. Because duh. Just put Murder Grandpa in there. Will Ospreay. Alex Hammerstone. I mean, you got to put Hammer in there, right? And then I did Zack Sabre Jr. I think he would be very fun in a match like this.
Oh, yeah, for sure. He would try everything and anything to get somebody over the top rope. Craziness. Yeah, okay, let's wrap the show up. We got a short edition for you guys. It's the holidays, so I don't want to hold everybody here too long. I want you to enjoy your time with friends and family. Enjoy your Festivus. As well, if you're watching live with us here, aired out my grievances on Twitter. Make sure you do the same. Hashtag JShell hates Twitter. Okay. Carissa, can you give a plug of all the stuff you got going on? Then we'll move on to Kate because Kate has the big one.
All right. So you guys can go follow me on my Twitter. My handle is right here on the screen, CarissaL517. I post anything K-pop, wrestling, anime, all that good stuff. I'm on the verge of 600 followers, and I'm trying to get there before the new year, so go do that. Go follow me on my Instagram, at carissa.underscore. I'm on the verge of 1,900 followers over there. So if you can, go get in there before the new year. I have a lot of other projects that I am creating at the moment, and they'll be up soon by the time New Year's comes, or maybe a little bit after, so stay tuned for that.
That's what's up. Miss Kate Hensler, let's hear all the stuff you got going on.
Oh my gosh, I need some sleep. But when I'm not sleeping, you can follow me at Kate on Deck IC on Twitter. You can catch me every Tuesday after NXT, losing my absolute ever-loving mind, doing Sour Graps with Alex Pulowski as that show continues to just absolutely baffle us. You can find me on the Mark Order podcast every Wednesday talking all things All Elite. And you can catch me on Fridays with Mr. Sean Rosh Sapp back over at Fightful. We're talking AEW Rampage and SmackDown on a regular basis. And you can find me harassing Jeremy Lambert on The Distraction on Thursdays, just in the chat. That's not really a plug for anything I do. I just like to annoy Jeremy on a regular basis.
I mean, Jeremy deserves it sometimes, you know?
All times.
Oh, all times.
As does Joe. Yes.
Oh, God bless Joe.
Oh, hero. Christ. Hero.
Seems bad. Okay. Moving on. Let's get to the big plug. Okay. You guys can follow me on Twitter at JShellNicole. I'm learning the fingers over here on the StreamYard stuff. I am writing and editing at BodySlam.net. So you could search BodySlam.net up in your browser. You get some wrestling news, some MMA coverage, editorials, all that good stuff. We will not be live with Fantasy Booking Friday next week. We will be taking a holiday break until the 21st of January when you get another live episode. But until then, you get two episodes a week, Wednesday at 5 p.m., Friday at 5 p.m. This Wednesday, we have an episode with Phil Lindsay coming at you. In this episode, Phil actually predicted Cody Rhodes' TNT title run. So that will be very interesting to check out, especially after the results of Rampage. Also, you guys can make sure to follow bodyslam.net on all social media platforms. That's Facebook, Twitch, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, all that good stuff. Everywhere, bodyslam.net. Subscribe on YouTube. Like and comment, bodyslam.net. I think that's all we got for you guys today. Enjoy your holidays. Happy New Year. We will see you in the new year with some great new content. Thank you guys so much for watching. And we hope you make your Friday, or in this case, a Thursday, a fantasy. Peace out, y'all. Bye.